This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia over the weekend experienced the most serious threat to the state in decades when the mercenary Wagner group mutinied and its leader threatened to storm Moscow and remove President Vladimir Putin from power. Jonathan Speer reports from the VOA Moscow Bureau.
Wagner mercenary troops occupied the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don on Saturday for about 12 hours, encountering little resistance as they seized the local military headquarters. Now, after an agreement with the Kremlin, they will return to their bases in the territory that Russia occupies in Ukraine, with promises of no retribution. The group's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is going into exile in Belarus under the auspices of President Alexander Lukashenko, a Putin ally. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Jonathan Speer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said the United States and its allies were not involved in the brief uprising by Russian mercenaries against the Kremlin.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
Biden said he had directed his national security team to update him on the situation hour by hour and to prepare for a range of scenarios, which he did not detail. Russian intelligence services are investigating whether Western spy agencies played a role in the aborted mutiny, the TASS news agency quoted Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as saying on Monday. President Vladimir Putin's former chief strategist on Monday urged an end to mercenary groups in Russia after the mutiny by Yevgeny Prigozhin's Wagner militia, cautioning that they interfered with the chain of command. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany says it's willing to send around 4,000 troops to Lithuania on a permanent basis to strengthen NATO's eastern flank, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius has said during a visit to Vilnius that Germany is prepared to permanently station a robust brigade in Lithuania. He added that infrastructure and facilities will need to be created to accommodate the soldiers and their families. In response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine early last year, the German government pledged last June to have a combat brigade ready to defend Lithuania in the event of any attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An international group of agencies led by the U.S. Coast Guard is investigating what made the Titan submersible carrying five people to the Titanic implode, killing all people aboard. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Salvage operations from the ocean floor, roughly 1,600 feet from the Titanic, are underway to determine the cause, says Chief Investigator, U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jason Neubauer.
My primary goal is to prevent a similar occurrence by making the necessary recommendations to enhance the safety of the maritime domain worldwide.
He says there will be a formal hearing with witnesses. The Coast Guard led the initial search, Rear Admiral John Mauger.
The Coast Guard doesn't charge for search and rescue, nor do we associate a cost with human life.
The international effort likely cost millions of dollars, according to experts. I'm Julie Walker.
Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio looked on course for re-election on Monday, after the Electoral Commission said he had a clear lead with 60% of votes counted. Bio had garnered 56% of ballots cast, just more than the 55% required for victory after Saturday's first round of voting. Some 3.4 million people were registered to vote in Saturday's election. Is it okay to require girls in the U.S. to wear skirts to school? AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
The Supreme Court is leaving in place a ruling that forbids a North Carolina school from requiring girls to wear skirts to school. The founder of the Charter Day School in Leland, North Carolina, says the dress code was supposed to promote chivalry by male students and respect for the female students. But a federal appeals court ruled that the school's dress code violated students' constitutional rights. The school appealed, but the Supreme Court declined without comment to hear the appeal, leaving the ruling in place. I'm Rita Foley.
Download the VOA mobile app for more news and information. I'm Joe Ramsey.